Congressional committees and subcommittees are busy working on President Bush's budget. In the first of a series of commentaries, Roy Murdoch says the president's budget would be fine if Congress would just keep its hands off.
President Bush's 2005 budget deserves 1.5 cheers. It finances government's core duties and finishes a variety of others. Alas, it leaves untouched the ever-expanding entitlements that eventually will suffocate this economy. Bush's $2.4 trillion budget increases defense by 7% and Homeland Security by 10%. This is good news for Americans who value their security and bad news for terrorists who will see U.S. muscle frustrate their deadly plans. Thankfully, domestic discretionary spending inches ahead just 0.5%. It has averaged 5% growth after inflation during each of the last 3 years. Better yet, 65 federal programs are set for elimination. While this trims just $4.9 billion, spending heads the right way, down. America will thrive without a $9 million program that unites kids in Alaskan whaling villages with their counterparts in Massachusetts. U.S. industry will survive without the $171 million advanced technology program. Such political pork and corporate welfare should land in Washington City dump. Until then, President Bush will hear howls from those who adore these programs. He can foil them by fighting federal profligacy. The president should veto every excess perpetrated by the fiscally incontinent GOP Congress. So far, like a movie star giving autographs, he has signed everything Congress has handed him. President Bush should start with the Senate's recently passed $318 billion highway bill. It would buy $62 billion more asphalt than the White House wants. As promised, the president should veto the final bill if it exceeds his spending targets. Another pounding headache is the Medicare drug benefit. Its cost has zoomed 35% since Bush signed it in December, from $395 billion to $534 billion. This snafu gives the president a chance to ask Congress to offer this program only to needy seniors, rather than to any American of any income over age 65. Finally, President Bush should propose a constitutional amendment to keep non-defense spending from surpassing inflation. As it has in Colorado, this idea could shield Americans from sticky-fingered politicians. Without such limits on Washington's ways, you can forget about personal Social Security accounts or permanent status for the president's tax cuts. As someone who voted for President Bush in 2000, I want him to start practicing fiscal restraint. I love it when he cuts taxes and kills terrorists, but I hate it when he plays trusty bartender to the spendaholics of Capitol Hill.
The comments of DeRoy Murdoch, a syndicated columnist and senior fellow with the Atlas Economic Research Foundation. Tomorrow, another perspective on the president's budget. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.